Blog Talk Radio.
I need your healing power.
I need
touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
There we go.
You are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. Reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything routine about you is great. You are great, yes, you are Holy One. Walked upon the sea, raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything routine about you is great. You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
You are great.
Oh yeah.
You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Say you are great.
You are great.
Everything. You are great, so great.
of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, so great you are, doing marvelous things. Everything about you. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning to all of you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Hallelujah, we praise you. We worship you, O God. We glorify your holy name, O God. O Lord, we adore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We give you the glory, the honor, the praises that's due to you, O God. Thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us in the night as we slept through. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives. We bless you and we thank you, O God. All your promises are yes and amen. So, Lord, we just give you all the glory, all the honor that is due unto your name. We bow down in reverence to you, O God. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Take preeminence in this service this morning in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in our lives. Have your way. We surrender completely and totally to you. Spirit of the living God, have your way in our lives. Have your way in the lives of our children and our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Have your way in the lives of our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, Lord. We surrender completely and totally to you. We come to the throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy, Lord. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Almighty God, we cry out to you for mercy, 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 O God. O give unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. So we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Where would we be, O God, without your grace and your mercy? Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Forgive us of all our sins. Cleanse us, O God, of all righteousness, creating us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us, O God. Lord, have mercy, forgive us, take away our hearts of stone, and give us heart of flesh, O God, in the news, in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, bring down your mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy for ourselves, mercy for our children, mercy for our grandbabies, mercy for our siblings, mercy, O God, for our nieces and nephews, O God, mercy for our spouses, mercy, O God. We pray for your mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Forgive us, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father God, even in our thoughts, negative thoughts, have mercy, O God. Anything that we are doing, that we have done, that is unpleasing to you, O God, we pray for mercy. We pray that the Holy Spirit bring us into our remembrance, and we cry out for mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We soak the service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our souls and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Lord, the blood, the blood, the blood. We soak this in our service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus, our environment, in the blood of Jesus, our cars, our mode of transportation, in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for your precious blood. This morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God, we put the armor on. In the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we put the armor on, O God. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children. In the name of Jesus, our grandbabies, O God, the armor of God and the armor of life. We put the armor on our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. And, oh, Lord, we put the armor on our spouses, O God, in the name of Jesus. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the armor. Father God, we ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with her, be with us, guiding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, send your holy angels to be with us. Send your holy angels to guide us and protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus, to war on our behalf, O God, and do your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. O Father, this morning we pray that you send your holy angels to be with us, hallelujah, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your biddings in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Yekuria masanderia kuyeneka, huria seteria koroma sanderiako, huria masateria koroma sanderiako, yekere masateria koroma seteriako, yekere masateria koroma seteria koroma se. Thank you, send your holy angels, O God, to be with us, O God, to guide us, to protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, O God, almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Uriamasa teria koya nekaya maste. Yekuriamasa teria koromaste. Hallelujah, O God. In the name of Jesus. Yekoromaste teria ko. Lord, let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen us, O God. Breathe on us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over our lives. Let the light of God begin to shine. Let there be light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, O God. We bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. We thank you for the battles that you fought for us. The ones we know of. And the ones we do not know of, O God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we are more than victorious through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy, hallelujah, come in the morning. Hallelujah. It is morning time, O God. Release, O God. Release your joy, O God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We rejoice in you, O God. We rejoice in you, O God. Our joy cometh from you, O God. Knowing you, Lord, we thank you for your joy flowing like a river. Hallelujah. In our hearts, in our souls, in our minds, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Yakuria Masateriako. Oh, Yakara Masateriako. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And Almighty God, as I bring forth your word this morning, let it be Christ in me. Let me speak, Father God, not in human wisdom, but in the wisdom that comes from you, Christ Jesus. So, Father, I surrender to you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. And we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us this morning. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. We started with joy yesterday. Hallelujah, joy. And we went over joy is extremely important. It appears in the Bible. When you look in the Bible, you see joy over 100 times in the Bible. Joy comes from knowing Christ. Joy comes from receiving Christ, the joy of your salvation. Hallelujah. And, you know, when you talk about joy, it's not the joy we talk about it that the world gives. Let me tell you, the world will not give you eternal joy, everlasting joy. No. The world gives us temporary joy. Hallelujah. A joy that will not last. But when we have the joy in Christ Jesus, it's eternal. Hallelujah. That means that even though the storms of life are raging, you still have that joy. Even though you go through the valleys and you go through the fire, you still have that joy. In fact, that joy from Almighty God strengthens you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, it's a joy that when things are not looking good and you begin to rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Joy, joy, joy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're happy. It's an inward happiness. Hallelujah. No one can have that inward happiness unless they have that peace and that hope. Amen. That when you have the peace and hope in Christ, you feel great because you trust him. You can't have joy if it's not in Christ, if you don't trust him regardless of the situation that's going on in our lives. If we don't trust him, you cannot, because you can have that joy, and with that joy and trusting, you can rest in the night. You can sleep because you know beyond all shadows of doubt that God, you know that God will be with you. So when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, hallelujah, you will fear no evil because joy is with you. Hallelujah. And that joy comes from Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why the psalmist sings this song, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Hallelujah. Heir of salvation, virtues of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's that joy you're talking about, because you are an heir of salvation. That joy knowing him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and the joy that you have is contagious. Hallelujah. Because that joy comes from him, and you can spread that joy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, when we look at the Webster Dictionary, joy. Hallelujah. What does it mean? It defines as the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of one possessing what one desires, a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. This is the Webster Dictionary of joy. Joy, you can't be a Christian and you don't have that joy. It's an inward joy. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I'm not talking about where people just have a smiling face and they really don't have that joy. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world cannot take it away. So you guard it. Hallelujah. The joy that comes from God, don't let anyone take away that joy that God gives you. There are some people, they call them kill joy. When you see them, you better be careful to run away, because they try to kill that joy. Hallelujah. That you have. And so you have to run away from those who will try to kill the joy. But as a matter of fact, if you have the unspeakable joy from Almighty God, no one can even kill that joy. But you don't want anyone to feed your spirit with negativity. Hallelujah. With negativity, it's an unspeakable joy. And then you rejoice when things are happening with your family and your friends and your sisters and your brothers and other Christians. You rejoice, and you're rejoicing in their situations. You're rejoicing, hallelujah, with them. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we rejoice when the take less by example, they take tears and they fast to rejoice, but then we rejoice when they tell me that this good thing is happening to my child. You rejoice with them. And then when they tell you, oh, I just got a raise, you rejoice with them, because when you have the unspeakable joy of Almighty God, you do not have envy, pride, jealousy. Rejoice, you rejoice, you rejoice. You know, sometimes your friends just want to tell you all the negative things and to make you sad. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, you got to be careful. You got to be careful with the people who dump all the negativity on you. Hallelujah. Be very, very careful. Hallelujah. Joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Joy, 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 joy. I have a joy, 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 joy in my heart. Hallelujah. Down in my heart, I have a joy, 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 joy. Down in my heart, down in my heart. Today I know the devil doesn't like it. Hallelujah. But it's joy in my heart. I know the devil doesn't like it, but it is joy, joy in my heart. Hallelujah. And then with that joy, there comes that peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You rejoice with your friends. You rejoice with your family. You rejoice. You don't carry that spirit of haughtiness and that spirit of pride. You rejoice. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Abundant joy. Everlasting joy. So this morning we just gonna look at one part of the joy. I did some yesterday, the prophecy of joy. This morning we're looking at the prophecy of joy. Luke 1, 12 to 15. And when Zechariah saw it, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness. Thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Hallelujah. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. What do we see? We see here a prophecy of joy. Hallelujah. Because Zechariah is past the age. His wife is past the age of childbearing. And if they bring their bearing, but they're faithful to Almighty God. When you have time, read the book of Luke chapter 1. And so it's just like you're going through a situation and somebody come and give you a prophetic word, hallelujah, and that is something you've been looking forward to, and they give you a prophetic word, and that word brings joy into your spirit. So you have that prophecy, the prophecy of joy. Many of us have received prophecy of joy. I have. We see a prophecy of joy. John was a forerunner of Jesus. In his presence, in the presence of God, is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. You remember, have you even had a dream, a prophetic dream? Hallelujah. When you're going through situations, and then you have this prophetic dream, and you just feel that joy because God wants you to have that hope. Hallelujah. And that joy, again, like I said, comes from spending time with the Lord. That joy comes when you birth things, hallelujah, in the Lord. God has good things for us. The prophecy of joy, hallelujah. Even when you do not see it, you begin to rejoice in the Lord, hallelujah. Lord, you begin to rejoice in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. God has a way of telling us to do some things that you say, God, I in the world, can I do it? But what you need to do is be obedient. There's a joy of obedience and do what God says. Hallelujah. So do, when you have that prophetic word, hallelujah, rejoice, that joy of prophecy. Joy of prophecy. So Zechariah has received that joy of prophecy. The Bible calls it hallelujah, hallelujah. And thou shalt have joy and gladness. Joy and gladness. And many shall rejoice at his birth. Because of course, everybody thought you wouldn't have. Pray that each one of us right now, this morning, even through this week, we have that divine, angelic or divine dreams that will bring that unspeakable joy in our hearts. Hallelujah. Joy of salvation. Now, the joy of prophecy. Think about it. You know, sometimes you would get a prophecy from Almighty God. You said, no, this cannot be. No. But you have to trust God. I say to you, God's ways is not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. You remember Zechariah said, how can that be? And but the angel said, angel Gabriel said, I am the one that stands before the throne of Almighty God. Oh. Hallelujah. And Zechariah said, for that reason, you will not speak until the child is born. So with Zechariah, because Zechariah said, I cannot be. Lord, I received the prophecy of joy. I received the prophecy of joy concerning my children. I received, even during the situation look bad, receive that prophecy of joy. What did God tell you about that child? Receive the prophecy of joy concerning your child. Receive the prophecy of joy concerning yourself, your life, your destiny. It is not what you see, because if you can see, it is not faith. Hallelujah. So it's something that you cannot see the situation look bad. Hallelujah. I remember many, many years ago when my son was arrested, and the Lord told me, he said, I want you to rejoice. I said, what? Rejoice. I want you to have rejoice. Rejoice. How can you rejoice in that situation? But I had to be obedient to the Lord. And I said, Lord, just fill me up with your joy. I decrease and you increase. He said, because let me tell you what I'm going to do for your child. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Everyone thought I was crazy. Hallelujah. So me and my girlfriend, and we called a few neighbors in Maryland and my friends, and we had a joyful party praising God and telling God, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because you said in everything, give thanks. But it is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So we begin to have a celebration of joy over what the Lord has said. Even though the situation looks blue, but we begin to rejoice. My girlfriend joined me with her daughter and one or two other people, and we rejoiced. We had food. We cooked different things. And we really had a joy party. How can a mother have a joy party? Hallelujah. You got to have that faith in God. Hallelujah. I had that joy, but I remember my mom called and said, how you doing? I said, guess what I'm having? She said, what? Joy, buddy, your son is incarcerated and he's getting ready to face the trial. I said, the Lord told me to rejoice. The Lord told me to rejoice, and I did do what he asked me to do. It was strange to me, but I could feel the joy. We begin to pray praise and worship music, and we begin to dance. And it wasn't many of us, about maybe about four or five of us, but we danced, and we praised God. Lord, I thank you because you're going to bring him through. Lord, I thank you because he is a winner. Lord, I thank you for the victory that he has in Christ Jesus. You see, this child was a prophecy of joy because when I carried him in the womb, the Lord told me when he was in my womb, I got a prophetic word, a prophecy of joy concerning this child's life. And when I got the prophecy, even though my child was the opposite of what the prophecy said, I did not go according to what I said, but I went according to the faith in the word of God, what God has spoken over his life. And so I rejoice. Am I telling you it's easy? No, no, no. Pour upon me your oil of gladness. Hallelujah. That prophets of joy. So what I'm saying to you, you might not be in my situation, but there's a prophetic word. You need to start rejoicing. You need to put some praises over those prophetic words and rejoice in God, because it will surely come to pass. All his prophecies are yes and amen. Rejoice. It might be look impossible, but what God says he will do, he will do. Hallelujah. Rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And you know, when I even begin to rejoice, I had that peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. I was not able. I wasn't frowning my face or crying. Yeah, he did not win the case. I still rejoice. Prison, I still rejoice. I get, and that joy was a contagious joy because I released the joy upon him. Yeah, because that joy was unspeakable, contagious, and he was able to go to the strength and strength. Because guess what? When just like Joseph went into the prison, hallelujah, I don't know who I'm speaking to this morning. Hallelujah, but you know, sometimes, hallelujah, when you have an anointing of God, the steps of a man or woman of God is ordered. If you're anointed, you go through those prison experiences. Why? Because God is strengthening you. You are going now into your class. So don't let nobody put you down about what is happening with your child or what is happening in your life. No, you have faith. And you have, because you think God will not take care of that. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, there were years and years that I had a joy. How was I able to do ministry with all that stuff happening? I still was able to do it because I had the unspeakable joy. I could laugh. I could smile. I became a day minister, a day pastor. Apostle, I still could come on the prayer line and do the prayer line. I still did things. But why was I happy? Because he was there? No, I was not happy. I was happy in what the word of God spoke concerning his life. Hallelujah. Because God, yes, words are yes and amen. And a year ago, he stayed in prison for a while, and a year ago, and he came out, and the joy, unspeakable joy, I had it. I didn't even have to have a party, because I've already had praised God before, and I kept praising God through the situation, and I thank you, God. God, I thank you. I bless you for the prophecy being fulfilled in his life. Hallelujah. And what I'm trying to encourage someone this morning, hallelujah. And of course, my son has been up for a year. He stayed there for what, 8, 9 years? But I still carried on. unspeakable joy, encouragement, everything. Hallelujah. Unspeakable joy. I sat down sometimes. I said, oh my God, how will this, when will this prophecy come to pass? When will I see? Because God said he will be a prophet. God has told me so many things when he was in my stomach. But my brothers and sisters, I can't begin to tell you, I've seen a lot of things. And I praise God for what I'm saying. I didn't have to push myself, read your Bible, do this. No. You know, God comes in a different way. God ways are not man's ways. God's thoughts are not man's thoughts. My son, I'm telling you, for me, my son, I'm a Muslim. I just say, okay, go ahead. Do what you want to do. Because I know he was trying to taunt me. I didn't even feed on what he was saying. Hallelujah. My sister and I just used to tease him about what Allah said, things like that. And that was it. But then a few weeks ago, I see my son, Mommy, I read this in the Bible, and gradually I said, and I hear, Mommy, you need to look at this. I'm watching this pastor preach, and you see, God is dealing with him in not the way that I would want, that I think is right, but he's dealing, because God made that child. God knows the mind of that child. God created everything. So God now deals with him in a different way. God, you see, God, that's why we don't criticize and we don't condemn, because the way God deals with people is different. He deals with us in a different way. Hallelujah. Has he arrived to that thing? But God is, the Holy Spirit is moving in his heart. And I see it. So rejoice. I'm rejoicing in the prophetic word that was spoken 40 years ago, 39 years ago. Even with a situation, you rejoice because the prophecy will sure come to pass. Parents, don't give up on your child. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your siblings, your brothers and sisters. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the prophecy, oh God. Rejoice. The joy of prophecy. Father, this morning we thank you and we bless you. We praise you and we worship you for the word that came forth. And Father God, whatever you've spoken in our lives or in the life of our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Lord, it will surely come to pass. Lord, your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. We, Father God, we should learn to honor the way that you do things, oh God. Not what we would do and what we would say. No, it's you, God. You got a way of that. Nobody can get to us. That's why each pastor, each minister is assigned to different personalities. But God, all things work together for good according to Romans 8:28. For those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so, Father God, I know that all things work together for that mother and, oh God, all things for her child, oh God, for her situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why, God, you sit back because you know the devil thing, he's done it. But, Lord, you sit back and you work it out. Hallelujah. You are God. You are great God. That's the greatness of God, the greatness of your joy, the greatness of you, Almighty God. So, therefore, we rejoice in you, oh God. We rejoice in you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. In my situation, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you for the unspeakable joy. Thank you for the seeds of joy, oh God. It may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We drink from the river of joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Hallelujah. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Kozumbambo, all the way from South Africa.
Hallelujah.
Amen. ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Tokozo Mambo.
Glory to God.